listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Hello, friends. Welcome again to the Tennis in 10 podcast. Not too long after 10 p.m. Eastern time here. This is day six, a pretty tidy day, I would say, overall. You know, really after day one where we had an incredibly late ending to Madison Keys' opening round match. That was the joke of a first round match. Still the only completed match Djokovic has played, by the way. The rest of the days have sort of ended, you know, in regular order. Nothing stretching really into the late hours. And the day concluded with Nick Kyrgios going down, forced to retire with a pre-existing injury. He did so against Ilya Marchenko after dropping the second and third sets. He won the first set, preventing what could have been a possible Stan Wawrinka and Nick Kyrgios fourth-round match, which for many reasons would have been really dramatic and fantastic stuff to watch. You know, Wawrinka, for his part today, really barely got to that round of 16 as well, facing a very inspired Daniel Evans, another Brit who's done really well here. Kyle Edmund is playing later today against Djokovic. Murray, we obviously know about him. Johanna Konta will also play on Sunday. But Evans as well, really showing some of the talent that we've seen in previous, you know, if you've watched any of the U.S. and Britain Davis Cup ties over the past couple of years, we've seen sort of the skill and potential from this younger set of players, and Evans is one of them. You know, I even saw mentions of if Evans can play this way from some of the British journalists, you know, he could be headed for the top 20 down the road. He certainly is a player who rides a lot of the emotional side of things. He has a nice one-handed backhand, and he even earned a match point against Wawrinka on a packed Armstrong Stadium. It was a very dramatic four-set tiebreaker, and it eventually went Wawrinka's way. He was able to do enough to push this to a fifth set, where his experience, or perhaps just, you know, the wind went out of Evans' sails, really collapsed at that point. It was very quick after that, but leading up to that, it was one of the day's more entertaining matches. You also had the Williams sisters playing and just enrolling today. Venus defeating Laura Siegemann 1 and 2. You had Serena defeating Johanna Larsson 2 and 1. The matches were as one-sided as those scores might indicate. Both Serena and Venus just looking, you know, ready for big, for very deep runs here at this tournament. I thought you couldn't decipher between the two who even played better. There was no need to, you know, they were both just overwhelming shows of superiority on Arthur Ashe Stadium. One of the day's best matches was the first one on Ashe, Simona Halep against Tamea Babos. This one seems like a long time ago, considering what happened today. But Halep got a real big test from Babos early on, winning 6-4 in the third. Halep needed to come back from a breakdown in the third set as well. Babos, a player who, if you haven't seen her, just a really goes really big on both forehand and backhand. You know, that's a tough opponent if Halep is not hitting really accurate and really deep, which for stretches she wasn't. And, you know, Halep is also going to give some pretty, you know, second serves that can be really attacked. And Babos did just that. She, you know, the Hungarian is the 31st seed. But you know, she played and really threatened Halep. I was not sure Halep was going to get out of this one for a little while. Certainly an entertaining way to start the day. You know, a test for Halep most certainly, and probably maybe a sign of what could, you know, as has been done in the past, undo Halep at a slam are those bigger hitters. And it'll be up to her to kind of really find new ways around them, because she is not going to out-hit her opponents. She has made her living, her run to the top five and to Grand Slam finals before, on a very extremely solid game all around that, is, doesn't have too many weaknesses, but, she's always susceptible to that, that from the other side of the net, which we saw, this morning over on Ash. Other matches I want to run down, you also had Andy Murray getting through Paolo Renzi in four sets on Ash. In Armstrong, you started the day with Suarez Navarro over Vesnina, 4-3. Agra Radwanska against Caroline Garcia. Radwanska, who I have picked to win the U.S. Open in my expert picks. I will remind all of you of that. Winner, 2-3 over Garcia. And, Radwanska coming off a title in New Haven as well. Still staying with Radwanska, though Serena and Venus certainly give me some pause after today. And before Wawrinka and Evans, you also had, a player who we certainly deserve mentioning, Juan Martín Del Potro, getting by David Ferrer in straight sets, 7-6, 6-2, 6-3. And when you see that result from Del Potro, Ferrer, even though Ferrer is not the Ferrer of even last year, but certainly not 3 or 4 years ago, when he was, practically a top three player at one point, he is the kind of guy who should be able to really test and, put Del Potro under the crosshairs. And for a player who is still coming back from injury and can, you would think would be really unable to kind of keep up with a relentless baseline like Ferrer, for Del Potro to do so and to win in straights, I think you sort of have to say it, turn the page on Del Potro. And, if the Olympics wasn't convincing enough, Del Potro certainly seems back, period. And, we'll see how far that takes him here, but you're looking at one of the most dangerous wild cards and unseeded players at a major in a long, long time in Del Potro. Really, really impressive stuff today in the third round. Over on Grandstand, we had winners Dominic Thiem over Carreno Busta in four sets. Kanju over Lepchenko in three sets. Pliskova, who will face Venus next, over Polyachenkova. And Kane Nishikori ends the run. Nice run from Nicholas Mahut as well. Grigor Dimitrov played court 17, beats Souza in four sets, and Jared Donaldson's run ends against Ivo Karolic. The other singles match today, on court 5, we had one Shvedova against Zhang Shui. And Shvedova, I'm pretty sure, will face Serena next. Just want to double check that. But, a very, like I said, a very strong day, I thought, overall from... sort of a statement day, I think. Del Potro, the Williamses, certainly, and some players who, and players that came back to win as well. You have, like I said, Halep and Wawrinka, I think, are the two that come to mind. This has not been a very upset-heavy tournament to this point. You had Raonic early on, and I'm missing someone blatantly obvious, forgive me, but unlike today in college football, where you saw two of the top five teams, Oklahoma and LSU, go down, haven't seen that yet from the first week of this, the U.S. Open. Chalk is going into the second week, and, it'll be a better tournament for it, I think. The first week is for those upsets, but I think we're seeing the best players, rounding into form during this last major of the year. So we will continue, see if that holds true tomorrow, where Rafa, Djokovic play, among others, on Ash and other courts. So for Tennis in 10, your daily 10-minute recap of the U.S. Open, I'm Ed McGrogan for Tennis.com. Tune in tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.